I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Pets and people are better together. Purina's right about that, and what they do is support what should be a national holiday. Let me say that again. A national holiday. Take your dog to work day. We will talk about that with Dr. Kurt Venator. Really, I mean, this is about the human-animal bond. I mean, how can your boss, you've got a tail wagging back and forth, how can your boss possibly yell at you? And we'll talk about cat-friendly veterinary practices with Dr. Elizabeth Collarin, and I will run through the puppiest friendly cities in America. All of that, and most importantly, your telephone calls. You have questions about your dog or cat's behavior? I'm here to help with those behavioral issues. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. I will be on my best behavior. Well, best I can be. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. We move up north to Canada. Sharon, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
I'm great.
You sound like you've been up and about and doing all sorts of things, shoveling snow and everything like that.
Oh, heck no. It's nice and sunny here. It's warm.
Of course. I know. How are you?
Great.
Well, what's great. Going on?
Well, we rescued a little Jack Russell. We had two dogs before. They both passed away within 4 months of each other, mm-hmm. and we decided to get another dog, but we wanted a small one just in case we had to move into an apartment or buy a condo or something. We rescued a little Jack Russell before she was to be put to sleep. She was going to be put to sleep on the Saturday. We picked her up on the Thursday.
Wow, good for you.
And she's a great girl. I love her. She's fantastic with the kids. They said she was terrible. We were promised from another person who knew her that she was an excellent dog with kids. They also said she was great with other dogs, but she is not.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that Jack Russell attitude, and I'm trying to work on it with her. A couple weeks ago, we were walking, and she ran around me, nearly tripping me, and I lost control of the lead. She took off running after another dog and got hit by a car. She's fine.
Oh, okay.
She's terrified of cars now, but I'm trying to figure out how do I get rid of this aggression with the other dogs.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit. So,
yeah.
What have you tried to do? You said you've tried to do some things.
Oh, well, we have been using a spray bottle with her as we're walking to break her concentration because the people that had her before us actually got her so focused with things, and she is. She's an extremely focused dog. She's been
sure.
on the police course and everything.
Oh, okay.
She's an amazing girl. She's only 4 years. She's 4 years old now. We've had her about 6-7 months. And like I said, we love her. We're not giving her up for anything.
All right. So let's do this. Take the spray bottle.
Yep.
And only use it from now on for your plants.
Okay.
Forget about using it for your dog. Instead.
I've been trying anything. Somebody suggested it to me, and it seemed to have worked. We put her on a choke collar.
No,
and
I forced her
into a sit position.
Okay. So I was going to ask you about the kind of collar you use. So forget about the choke collar.
Okay.
And put her in a body harness.
We tried the body harness. She's really she pulls like crazy on them. We've had 3 different body harnesses.
All right, so what you need ultimately, is someone who can help you hands-on. A dog trainer that knows positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
And that will help a lot because it'll help with the leash walking. And I can give you some basic tips.
Okay.
So if you have a Jack Russell, you have a dog that's really interested in squeaky toys or a dog that's really interested in food or both.
Yeah.
So which is your dog most interested in?
Toys, the squeaky toy.
Okay.
We have one that she's kept for about 3 months now.
All right, so take her favorite squeaky toy and take it away from her.
Oh, okay.
And only use it for the purpose for which I'm about to describe.
All right.
Take that toy. What's the toy's name?
It's Birdie.
I knew the toy would have to have a name. All right, so take Birdie out with you on walks.
Okay.
And hold your dog. What's your dog's name?
Pip.
Okay, so take your dog, Pip, out on these walks. And when Pip pulls in front of you, squeak the squeaky toy, and Pip's going to back up a little bit to get the squeaky toy. Another trick, and I still say use a body harness.
Uh-huh.
And you can use one that you like the best.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to name brand names. And, you know, sometimes even if I name brand names, what works best for one dog doesn't for another. So,
you're right, yeah.
And oftentimes for owners, because some of them are so complicated to put on the dog in the first place. So don't get one of those. Get one that you like, but also one that seems to work for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
So your dog is pulling a little bit in front of you, so then squeak the squeaky toy, and your dog's going to come back to where the toy is, right?
You're right,
when your dog
yeah.
does that for 5 steps or 3 steps, give your dog the toy. When
okay.
your dog does it eventually for 6 steps or 10 steps, give your dog the toy. When your dog does it for 20 steps, we're going to ask more and more over time of your dog. So eventually, this dog is going to be at your side. Now, having said that, you have a Jack Russell.
Oh, yeah.
So Jack Russells need 2 things. They're not going to be, ever, in general, these perfect obedience dogs like a Golden Retriever might be that you see on TV.
It's
yeah, a Jack,
true.
And so the expectations have to be a bit different.
They are.
So you have to give your dog lots and lots of 2 things. Exercise.
Okay.
And lots of chances to sniff the world.
Okay.
And while all dogs require those chances to sniff the world and do better when they do get that opportunity, Jack Russells are one of those breeds that really needs to do that. But they also need to kill things. And they can kill or chase that little squeaky toy or tennis ball. It doesn't have to be real things, I hope.
Yep.
But nevertheless, they need to do that. And okay. having that outlet is really helpful. Because then you get at least some of that energy out when you go to take your dog for a walk.
Okay.
We may be able to get this problem, and I think you should be able to get this problem under control. Will your dog ever be perfect with other dogs and be happy, delighted to see other dogs? Well, some Jack Russells, the answer may never be yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and I hope I helped you a little bit. Did you like me on Facebook? I hope so. Go to our fan page, that is facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World, where I report on all sorts of things, including the puppiest friendly cities in America. I will tell you, what do you think the most friendly puppy city is? It might surprise you, and I will have that answer next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
If you've got pets, he's got answers. If you've got a problem that's lasted over 4 hours, you're calling the wrong show. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I'm not all that familiar with PuppySpot.com. It says here they're an award-winning trusted service that connects dog lovers with responsible breeders across the country. And they announced the most puppiest loving cities in America. I have no clue what they based it on, but these lists are always kind of fun to look at anyway. They list the top 100. Now, the good news, I am not going to go through 100 cities with you. I'll just go through, say, what, the top 10. But I will mention this. There's one city that is the highest puppy-loving increase in America, jumping 18 spots from number 41 to number 23. And I can understand it, having visited this city this past year. It's a booming city. Nashville. That's right. I mean, it's really a growing community, and very quickly in the downtown area, it's a very livable area there, and lots of dogs around, so I'm totally not surprised about that. All right, I will start at number 10, the 10 puppiest loving city in America. David Letterman, where are you? Number 10 is Denver. Number 9, Orlando. 8, Miami. 7 is Phoenix, but not in the summer. Number 6 is Philadelphia. Number 5, pets that wear raincoats, Seattle. Number 4, San Francisco. 3, Boston. Boston, I get that. Boston, I mean, you see dogs everywhere. Number 2 is a surprise to me. That's Los Angeles. I suppose that includes the greater metro area. And number 1, the puppiest friendly city in America. Drum roll, please. Oh, we didn't pay for the drum? All right. Sound effect, please. Number one is New York, which I totally understand. Listen, if you've been to New York, you know how dog-loving New Yorkers are. So there it is. Now, what are the most popular breeds in those cities? Well, the most popular breed in New York, according to the survey, is the German Shepherd Dog. In Los Angeles, it's the Labrador Retriever. That kind of surprises me. I mean, I would have thought one of the designer breeds for Los Angeles. The Golden Doodle, which is one of those designer breeds, they say here is the most popular breed in San Francisco, Miami, and Denver. You can learn more about this at puppyspot.com. Coming up next, the conversation with Dr. Kurt Venator of Purina about how you can take your best friend to work with you.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Dr. Kurt Venator is the Chief Veterinary Officer at Purina, and we're about to celebrate the most important day of the year. It is Take Your Dog to Work Day! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Hello, Dr. Venator.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
This is the most important day of the year, I think, because it is bringing our best friends to work with us. I mean, how often do you get to do that? For most businesses, it's not often enough, but I believe Purina has been saying for a long time, this is a good idea.
That's right, Steve. For almost 20 years now, Purina has recognized the benefits of allowing employees to bring their pets to work. We just think it's a wonderful thing, not only for the pets, but also for the associates. We know that pets in our lives, when we're together with them, they bring so much to us, and we in turn bring so much to them, both from a mental standpoint and a physical standpoint. And so we are so excited that National Take Your Dog to Work Day is going to be held on June 23rd.
Excellent. Now, it turns out that having your pet at work is actually a good thing, and you have data to show that.
Yes, Steve, we actually conducted a recent survey, and in celebration of National Take Your Dog to Work Day, we are going to launch our first annual Pets at Work report. And in this, we found some very interesting facts. For instance, 63% of employees in pet-friendly workplaces are twice as likely as those in non-pet-friendly workplaces to be very satisfied with their work environment. And one in three people in non-pet-friendly workplaces wish they could bring their pet to work. So for those of us that have pets in our lives, as you know, I have three beautiful labs at home. This makes sense to us, but it's always nice to have the data to back that up. And there's one other stat, Steve, I think you really find interesting. Four in five people in pet-friendly workplaces also say that having a pet at work makes them feel more happy, more relaxed, and more sociable.
Now, doesn't all of that play into the general work environment, but also productivity? So you said more happy, more relaxed, and more sociable. So if that's the case in any work environment, no matter what the purpose is of that workplace, I would think then more might get done.
I would agree, and that's exactly what we've seen at Purina firsthand. If you visit our St. Louis campus every week, you will see hundreds of dogs and cats. And our Purina associates have found that they're able to get outside more, and this can positively impact mental and physical well-being. Overall, at Purina, we've seen that pets in the workplace can help employees maintain a healthy work-life balance and actually plays a role in employee retention.
Also, we know that pets are a social lubricant. Now, well, you probably know the person across from you, you know, as sharing or at the next cubicle over. You may not know everyone if we're talking about a large company, but even small companies where you know that person, you might get to know them in a different way when you have that animal there. And there's data to show that, maybe not in the workplace, but there is data to show that pets are that social lubricant. In fact, is the term that's used.
100%, Steve. I think pets not only warm our hearts, but they warm people that you may not even know, just sitting down the hall in an office or in a cubicle. I thought it was interesting, one other statistic that we found from our recent survey, that having pets at work is near the top of the list from one of the most valuable work benefits, and it's seen as a top-tier potential driver for exactly what you just described, morale, productivity, and retention.
Now, in America, we don't have enough places for people to live sometimes with animals, you know? And what now condominium and apartment developers and also management companies are realizing is that when they allow pets, things are better and they fill up the building, you know? Might the same generalization be said at a workplace?
Yes, I would agree. To your point earlier, I think pets are a social lubricant. I think they help with creativity. They help with just getting up, walking around, stretching a little bit. They help with that employee interaction, and we've certainly seen it help with employee satisfaction. And so I'm a big fan, certainly, of putting forth that pets don't just have to be at home. They don't just have to be with us as we go to the dog park, but they can be with us at work as well. And it's not only good for productivity, but it's also just good for employee happiness, health, and well-being.
All right, Take Your Dog to Work Day. It is June 23rd. For further information, where do people go?
For further information, please visit www.purina.com. And on that, Steve, there's an online toolkit with tips and tools to help employees, employers who are considering the implementation of a Pets at Work program. And they can download it, take a look at that information, and then start their own Pets at Work program.
Life is better with pets?
Life is certainly better with pets, Steve.
Dr. Kurt Venator, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Your phone calls, more of them, at 866-554-PETS.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV?
with the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
866-554-7387. Frank in Tennessee, you all on the radio. How are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What's happening?
Well, my little buddy was in a fire. I'm not sure if this did it to him. He's a mixed breed rescue dog that we saved as a puppy. He's about five.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be about half fox terrier and half something. He's not very big.
Mm-hmm.
Super smart, good eyesight. When the fire happened, he was in the house, and he fortunately, my parents came home and let him out before the house burned.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is related, but that's the only thing that's happened to him. But he won't drink out of his water bowl.
Okay.
And I've tried different sizes. He will drink out of a super small one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the most comical thing. It's like watching a giraffe at the Serengeti on Discovery Channel. I mean, he's like looking all around, and he'll laugh a little bit, and he'll look around, and if anything startles him, he just jumps, and it is the comicalest thing.
Hmm.
So
that's interesting. I don't know if it's related to the fire or not, but clearly there's something about that water dish. What is it? What kind of
I tried different ones. I had a metal one.
No,
I got a plastic one.
Yeah.
And then I got a ceramic one. And then I have got one that's not colored. And, I mean, I've tried everything, you know, from the internet sources. I've tried taking his collar off so they don't tingle against it.
How old is your dog?
Say again?
How old is your dog?
He's about 5.
Okay, a couple things come. First of all, if he's looking around like he's skittish to make sure no one else is around, that's one thing. And that's interesting, and I'll talk about that in a second. The other possibility, which is really common in cats, surprisingly so, cats do not see well up close. They are farsighted.
Okay.
So they can't tell where the top of the water is sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So what I tell people to do is put little rubber ducky toys in there or something so the cat can tell where the top of the water is.
Okay.
I wonder if your dog... Does your dog read the newspaper? If your dog cannot see close very well, I wonder if that's possible. But if your dog is... So I kind of put that at the side. But
right.
If your dog is acting like, oh, is anyone watching? Oh, I feel like worried about being prone. I wonder if it does then have to do with the fire in some way. So have you tried something really flat like... you know when you put... the aluminum pans that are disposable that you can get for frying food, you know what I'm talking about? And and they're high enough on the side where the water's not going to float all over the house, but they're wide, you know, to put a couple steaks in is what they're meant for. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely.
You can get them at any grocery store. They're really cheap. I wonder if one of those would work. I mean,
I can try that. You know, like I said, it's the funniest thing. He loves squirrels and he chases lizards. So I'm not so sure. Now he is not a social dog at all.
Well, I'm thinking
we have no other animals.
Okay.
And when other dogs come up at the lake and play with him, he like turns his head.
Okay,
if I don't see you, you're not there.
Okay. So, but what I'm thinking is to use your giraffe in the Serengeti analogy. Giraffes in the Serengeti are not going to drink out of a puddle. It's too small. They are too prone to predators. And a better example might be a gazelle or impala, an antelope that a predator can really get. Giraffes actually can defend themselves pretty well. But at one point that they're prone is actually when they're drinking, which is why they look up so many times and are so careful. They also don't want to bend down into a river that has a crocodile in it. There are reasons for them, but if it's a larger area, they feel a bit more confident. So I wonder if we make it larger than a small water dish, whether your dog will be a bit more confident.
Ironically, the only dish I found that he'll drink out of is a little bitty dish.
Interesting. And why don't you go with a couple of little itty-bitty dishes then?
Oh, I can do that. You know, I just...
Looking for
he's an outside dog, and we live down here in the South, and I just want to be sure he's got plenty of water. And I mean, literally, when we go for a run and we come back, if he hasn't drank or if I let him out, if I hold the bucket or put my fingers in it, he'll drink, and he'll drink for like 35 or 45 seconds.
Yeah, I wonder if the water's also too warm then. I didn't know that this water was outside. So if it's too warm, it may not be. So in a smaller place, depending on also if it's a metal container or not, it's going to keep the water cooler. If it's a larger, so it's the reverse of what I said before, and it's exactly what. So if it's larger, it's going to warm up faster. So make sure at least the water is in the shade. There are contraptions you could buy if you have electric out there to plug it in to keep it cool. So that's a possibility, maybe. I think your other phone is ringing there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you have construction work going on at the same time. Maybe your dog is calling you as we speak.
No, my wife was coming. Never mind.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
So you could try either of those, perhaps? Perhaps? I don't have a magical solution for you. I wish I did.
I appreciate you taking the time to call me. Like I said, it's just sort of perplexing. It's comical, actually.
To some extent, because it's not if your dog isn't getting enough water. Also, I also don't like to see dogs worried, and your dog is apparently, anyway, worried about feeling comfortable for whatever reason about drinking out of the water. I mean, maybe he was drinking some water when the fire department engines came up or when the smoke started to pile, and maybe there is a connection. Probably there isn't, but there's no way we'll ever know that.
Right. Well, I appreciate you taking your time to call me.
Okay. I wish I had a better answer. And thank you for calling us. 866.
Have a good day.
Thank you. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Sometimes I just cannot pull the rabbit out of my hat. Well, I wouldn't want to do that anyway. Not fair to the rabbit. But I mean, sometimes there's just no magical solution to this, and you try one thing, and then you try another, and it sounds like those small water dishes, for whatever reason, really work, but... Man, I want him to have 20 of them out there because I'm concerned about dogs in hot weather always, always, always. There are lots of ways in which you can reach me. Let's see here. You can call 866-554-PETS, toll free. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. You can come to my house and my address is... No. I think email and phone call are sufficient. And in fact, we have our email question of the week. That is next. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, it's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Got critters on your critter? Fluffy and Fido love to be petted, of course, but fleas and ticks may make them too uncomfortable and unpleasant to enjoy this closeness. Visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council website at petsandparasites.org for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. And take that critter for a ride to see your veterinarian. Fluffy and Fido will thank you.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit AVMA.
Radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, more about Take Your Dog to Work Day. And if you have a workplace that's actually implementing it, what are some tips and why might it be a good idea? And if not, maybe you could think about it for next year for your own workplace, especially if you work out of your home. Then it seems kind of a cinch, doesn't it? Also, we'll talk about a topic not often talked about enough, and that is, we talk about fleas and ticks with dogs, but how about them cats?
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, you recently talked about a dog who licked everything, suggesting the pet had allergies or even psychological issue. Well, that's just nuts. I read on the internet about adding salt to a pet's diet, so I tried the same thing with our shepherd mix, who also seemed obsessed with licking. It seems clear there isn't enough salt in pet foods. I started adding a teaspoon of salt a day to Chester's food, and guess what? He no longer licks. Well, don't you believe now that your own readers and listeners that you've offered evidence to that there isn't enough salt in dog food? Check it out on the internet. Well, of course, everything on the internet is true. You know, I mean, I'm going to make it a mission for the rest of this year and even going into next year to talk about myths and misconceptions about pet foods. And there are so many out there just in general. You know, I mean, the internet is filled with truth, right? Everything you read on the internet is true. Well, not. You know, you have to know the source you're going to. Now, if this dog, because you added salt to the dog food, which incidentally can be dangerous, but if this dog is doing better and not licking, I would suggest that there's another reason why this dog is doing better and not licking. And maybe somehow, some way, salt is helping this one dog. I mean, every animal is different, and I suppose anything is possible. But this would be a myth. There is just the right amount of salt in pet foods, and adding too much salt, adding your own salt, especially if you don't consider. So let's say you get some French fries, right? And you add the amount of salt that's in one of those packets, well, that's for an adult person, in theory. And even a child, unless it's a very young child, we're talking about someone who weighs, what, 70 pounds, 60 pounds? And likely, if it's an adult, well over 100 pounds, right? And in America, conceivably, over 200 pounds. Well, that's one packet of salt. So imagine a German Shepherd dog that weighs 60 pounds, or a smaller dog even, or a cat. And cats, incidentally, this really would be very harmful, too. So I have no idea what internet sites said this, but clearly it is wrong. So why would a dog lick all the time? Well, statistically, the most common answer actually fleas. Flea allergy dermatitis, that's the fancy name of saying that many dogs are allergic to flea bites and the saliva from fleas once they bite the dog. That's the number one cause. But there are lots of other possibilities. Allergies are right up there. Often food allergies, ironically. Or it could be a behavioral issue. And by the way, if the dog is licking at its paws, more likely to be food allergies. If the dog is licking elsewhere, it is more likely to be inhalant allergies or something in the environment. In either which case, the best person to see about this isn't Dr. Google, it is your veterinarian. You can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. I love the idea of cat-friendly practices. I talk all over the country about it, oftentimes with the lady you are going to hear from next, my friend Dr. Elizabeth Colloran, right here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
If you have a cat, you definitely want to hear this conversation. Now there is something all new called cat-friendly practices. And while a lot of veterinary practices love cats, they certainly do, this is a certification to demonstrate some practices have said, we've done some education to do the best we can and better for cats. This all comes from the American Association of Feline Practitioners, past president, Dr. Elizabeth Colleran. Have I described that right? Have I got it, sort of?
You did it great. It's a wonderful program. It's an online, self-paced program for veterinarians and veterinary staff members to learn how to do it better for not only cats, but their owners. You know, we want the experience to be positive. We want them to be relaxed. And we want to take all the fear out of it and all the stress out of it that we can. So we teach handling. We teach language and communication. We teach people strategies for how to get the cat into the exam room comfortably, how to get the cat into a carrier and into the car.
So that's, to me, where it really all begins.
Well,
your focus has been appropriately on what veterinarians and veterinary professionals, meaning technicians and others, can do to make that visit cat-friendlier. If the cat doesn't come in the first place, none of that matters, right?
That's right. And the interesting thing is that the big barrier is that cats and their owners don't travel well together. And it's that 30 minutes before the veterinary visit that sets the pace and the tone. And if that experience is chasing your cat around the house or bringing the carrier up from the garage and having the cat disappear under the bed, those are the kinds of things that get everyone stressed out and the cat's fearful before they even arrive.
Terrified sometimes, I think.
True.
And in fact, I'll go further. I think some of these cats are so afraid by the time, so they're being chased around the house. They don't know why. They're being stuffed into this bag. They're being driven in a car, and they know what's going to happen because that's the only time they're in the carrier. That's the only time they're in the car. They are so ramped up. The adrenaline is flowing. The cortisol is flowing in the cat's brain. All of this is happening. I think some of these cats, by the time they're in the exam room, actually think they're going to die, quite literally.
They really are fearing for their lives. Think about who they are. They're solitary hunters. They're very territorial, and they like everything to be predictable. So when their beloved owner changes it all up and they get taken out of that territory that is the only place that they know very well, well enough to truly relax, and end up in a place where some stranger is about to touch them. It sounds like a terrifying, life-threatening experience to me.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Nope.
So let's talk a little bit about the side of the picture, if you have a cat, that you can make a difference on, actually. And for many of you, it probably sounds impossible. There's no way I am going to get my cat into the carrier without a struggle. But in fact, I would argue, yeah, there is a way. It takes a little work. But there is a way.
It takes a little work and a little bit of time. The idea is to make that carrier a part of the home range of the cat. So if the carrier appears in suddenly, that's something to be wary of and fearful of. But if that carrier, and I confess that my two cat carriers live at the bottom of two high-value cat trees in my living room, whether I'm having company or not, so that the cats look at them as just another object that they can inspect and investigate and make sure isn't going to be harmful, and I now find my cats napping in their carriers. So it's a completely doable thing. The other thing we like to do is dilute the car rides, especially when it's not so hot. And that means to take the cat in the carrier comfortably, put him in the car, and go to the ATM. Go out and grab a cup of coffee and go home so that the cat doesn't associate the car with that dreadful experience that they had one time.
And I have one more thing to add to that. When you go to the ATM and when you come home, then feed the cat so a positive experience happens immediately after
the car
ride.
Absolutely right. Positive reinforcement works in cats just like everybody else.
And sometimes me. Dr. Elizabeth Collard, thank you. One more thing.
Sure.
The website for more information.
Catvets.com and catfriendly.com.
Catfriendly.com, catvets.com. You're one of the superstars of the cat vet world. Thank you.
You're such a sweetheart. Thanks, Steve.
Fleas and ticks and dogs, I talk about prevention all the time, but how about cats? And do cats really get tick disease or not? We'll find out next week. And a celebration of a national holiday. Take your dog to work day.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.